Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off. It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Kip returns to the show. Took a two-month hiatus, ironing out some contract disputes, I guess. Comes to an agreement with management and steps back in the studio. Unbeknownst to me, just walks in the door and says, let's do the show.
Let's do the show. Well, it was a little deeper than that. Management called. You know, I was going to take a little hiatus, you know, just focus on Kip, work on some Kip things, i.e. work in the garden. KB's back. Bringing the heat to Jason Bishop on a weekly basis. Listeners, you can probably picture a Thanksgiving turkey with a electric knife. That's how I'm going to carve him up each and every week on this show. I'm back, baby.
And the cool thing is that we have also moved studios, and a big thank you to Steve Waters, the Glynn County Athletic Director, and the Glynn County Athletic Department, as we will now be doing our show each and every week right here in the comfort of the luxury suites at Glynn County Stadium.
Yeah, that's a plus, too. If you've been to Glynn County Stadium lately, there's field turf on the field, and it looks absolutely marvelous. One of the crown jewels of high school football. I'm looking at the field right now, and it is magnificent. Kicks off tomorrow night with a scrimmage game with Glynn Academy and Richmond Hill, and the new turf will get broken in.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Parker's, and by the Bennett Automotive Group. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. And Kip, it is here. We are officially 1 week away from the kickoff of high school football. And so, by the way, later in the show, I will give you the newest edition of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings preseason week one.
I'm laughing, man, because where you come up with the formula, you say it's a system-generated thing, but, man, we all know it's your rankings, dude.
We'll talk about the formula a little bit later in the show.
Formula is Jason Bishop. This is who I want to be ranked this week. There's your formula.
Incorrect.
That is, I mean, everybody that listens, people are listening now because I'm back. But they know the formula.
You can get this show anywhere you get your podcast, by the way.
The formula. With 3 months high school football season, we'll hear about the formula. The formula this, the formula says that, the formula,
It takes into account how each team plays within their schedule, quality wins, losses, head-to-head, overall record, everything that you could think of as far as ranking a high school football team, the formula has it covered.
And when it gets down to it, this is who I want to rank this week.
Incorrect.
Well, we'll see how it plays out.
All right, so a ton of scrimmage games going on all over the state, and we'll also talk about some of the scrimmage games that were played last week, and there are two games that jump out to me immediately. Number one, Savannah Christian puts, well, actually a couple. Savannah Christian puts 54 on the Frederick Academy Knights.
Ouch.
Tift County downs Lowndes 8-7, and the Wayne County Yellow Jackets with everybody down on them. Nobody expecting too much from them except for this guy sitting in this chair because he knows how good they are. They host Glen Academy, and they stomp a mud hole in the Red Terrors 24-0 over at JC Stadium in Jessup.
Yes, they did, and they put something on the Red Terrors in Wayne County. Is a county that has a lot of athletes. They're a one-school county. There's no reason that Wayne County can't compete for state titles in football. They compete in baseball. You know, they're known for playing good baseball in Jessup, but from a football perspective, there's no reason Wayne County shouldn't be a top-notch program in the state.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this. Benedictine and Wayne County are in the same region. It's between those two to win that region.
Well, read off the other names in the region.
Islands, Jenkins, New Hampstead, yawn.
Exactly. So, you know, you got a bunch of time to get ready to play the Benedictine Cadets because the Savannah schools, New Hampstead will put up a fight.
New Hampstead's and the Islands, too. Don't shortchange the Islands. That's a very good up-and-coming football program.
Well, since the state crippled them with sanctions a couple of years ago,
right?
Which, you know, they don't do it anywhere else, but they seem to want to go after the little guys. But, yeah, Islands struggled last year, but we'll see if they bounce back this year.
The GHSA just made a point over in Valdosta where Valdosta had an ineligible player, and they deemed him, the GHSA did, ineligible to play for the Valdosta Wildcats. Four-star kid, defensive end that was committed to Georgia. He won't be playing at Valdosta this year because the GHSA showed their teeth.
Why is he not playing for Valdosta?
Out of zone.
Oh, okay.
Allegedly.
Well, once the Georgia High School Association starts putting some teeth into the Atlanta metro area, then, you know, don't talk to me about, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Tift County, 8-7 over Lowndes. What's funny to me is they spent all that time in the same region as Lowndes, never could beat them in the regular season. They finally do beat them, and it doesn't count.
It's a scrimmage game, man.
Doesn't count.
Scrimmage game. 8-7, you don't know what the scrimmage rules were. You don't know if the quarterbacks could get hit. You don't know if they were doing live kicking. You just don't know. But it was a good effort by the Tift County Blue Devils, who dropped down to 6A football this year. So that's a good sign for the Tift faithful.
I'm going to write this down. Remember that you heard this here first out of Jason Bishop's mouth. If you listen to me, listeners know, if you listen to me, I will make you incredibly smarter when it comes to high school football and sports in general. And if you're a betting person, I will make you a lot of money throughout the season. What I'm about to tell you may shock you, but it was true. And I'll give you a mountain of evidence. I told you Jeff Davis was up and coming. Boom. I told you that Metter was up and coming. Boom.
So they ran into Brooks County. You had them. You picked them to beat Brooks County, and they got beat 49-7 at home. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you left that. Well, was going to leave that little nugget out of the equation.
Stop being semantical.
Okay.
What I'm about to tell you is that there is a tide rising in Ludowice, and that is the Long County Blue Tide of Ludowice, Georgia, up and rising program. Take note, state of Georgia.
Okay.
Long County is on the rebound.
On the rebound?
That's
to
right.
To be on the rebound, you will have to have been there before. On the rebound to what?
On the rebound to being a top-notch, respectable program in the state of Georgia and working your way to being a state championship contender.
I thought you were fixing to say Ludowice, once known as a world-famous speed trap for speeders, getting tickets, was going to rebound and get back to that. That's what I thought you were going to talk about, but rebounding football, man.
And, okay.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. We are 1 week away from high school football officially kicking off, and we have scrimmage games out of the eyeballs. Statesboro will take to the back roads to play Metter. Camden trucks all the way up to Somerville, South Carolina to take on Ashley Ridge High School. Southeast Bullock will head over to Savannah to take on South Effingham. Brunswick MCA and Long County will play a jamboree in Darien. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to download the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch anywhere you get your podcasts.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Forget it, Braves. You are not catching the Mets. Farewell, Bill Russell. You will be missed. Tom Brady stepping away from the Bucks for personal reasons. Those reasons are called, my wife is mad at me. The Boston Red Sox are in last place in the AL East, not the Baltimore Orioles. Serena calling it a day. Her second career will be buffet restaurant testing. Open tryouts for the second base job in Atlanta. Kip, you should try out. The Atlanta Falcons announced they would have special packages for Felipe Franks at quarterback. There is still a chance. There is a massage conference this month in Cleveland. Deshaun Watson has had it circled on his calendar for weeks. Are you ready for the new era in the WWE? And these are my thoughts. And now comes that portion of the show. Well, actually, before we jump into that, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Bennett Automotive, the Bennett Automotive Group. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Automotive in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. You're number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. It is now officially that time where we launch the inaugural Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for 2022. Kip, I know you're excited.
Yeah, I can hardly wait, I reckon.
All right, well, here we go. So, for those folks that are unfamiliar, this is what we do. What I will do is I will rank 10 to 1 and across all classifications in the state of Georgia.
I will rank. You noticed that, right?
Well, the formula does. The formula will rank all schools 10 through 1 across all classifications, and it doesn't mean that if a school is ranked number 1 and there's a school ranked number 2, that the number 1 team could beat the number 2 team. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm ranking these teams according to how well they do in their own schedule.
Well, they haven't played yet, so you're ranking it based on who you want to be.
I'm ranking them based upon what they've done so far in the preseason and the formula is ranking them based upon what they've done in the preseason and what the formula projects them to do in the regular season. All right, so here we go. Checking in at number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Metter Tigers come in at number 10. They will get an opportunity to prove how good they are tonight as they play the Statesboro Blue Devils in Kenmore County.
Statesboro's going to beat them in that scrimmage. I'm going to tell you straight up, Statesboro's beating the Metter Tigers. And if Statesboro is not ranked in this poll, then you got some explaining to do.
Okay. At number 9, down in Kingsland, the Camden County Wildcats check in at number 9. They're heading up to Somerville, South Carolina to play Ashley Ridge in their scrimmage game.
Cats lost over 40 seniors last year. Coach Heron's back. We'll see if the Heron way kicks in year 2.
At number 8, up in Savannah, the Benedictine Cadets.
You got BC ranked 8 in this poll?
Yes.
And this is for 912 area code. What is this for?
I'm glad you asked that question because I have changed the parameters.
You changed the parameters.
The parameters.
You have changed. The formula didn't change, but you changed.
I've changed the parameters for the formula to compute these teams out. So now, if you are around I-16, if you are around I-75 south of Macon, if you are south of Macon, you are eligible to be in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
South of Macon, but not west of 75.
Even if you're west of 75, I'm
so
including you.
Anybody in south of Macon, anything considered South Georgia.
North of Macon, where you are not eligible.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay. So number 8 was the Benedictine Cadets. All right.
So you got Metter. Okay, go ahead.
At number 7, over in Moultrie, the Colquitt County Packers check in at number 7.
Wow. Colquitt is number 7. They're going to be good this year.
I've got Colquitt making a deep
in
run.
This poll to number 7?
Right now, that's where the formula likes them at.
That's where you like them at.
At number 6, checking in for the first time in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings in over 1 year. Didn't see them at all last year. They make an inaugural appearance. The Statesboro Blue Devils check in at number 6.
Statesboro is ranked ahead of Colquitt County and Benedictine.
That's correct. That's what the formula is telling you.
Aren't they in the same region?
Who?
Statesboro and Benedictine.
No, different classifications.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. So checking in at number 5, the Brunswick High Pirates. Check in at number 5, Kipp's Pirates.
Pirates are at number 5? Yeah, okay.
At number 4, with a huge win, the Tift County Blue Devils clock in at number 4 for the first time ever in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Tift County is ranked ahead of Colquitt County. And has not beat Colquitt County in what? a decade or ever in the last 15 years.
That's what the formula's saying.
The formula is wrong. Are you kidding me, man? Is Tift County ranked ahead of Colfer?
That's what the formula says. Tift County's got a W over Lowndes.
Colfer's going to win that region, Region 7A. They're going to win that region.
Tift's not in that region anymore.
I know, but they're not going to win their region because Lee County's going to win. Lee County better be number one or Warner Robins. Let's go. Keep going.
I forgot it. Crap. I forgot about Lee County. I mean, the formula. I forgot about Lee County.
Wow.
Let's just keep on. At number three, clocking in at number three with a drubbing of the Glen Academy Red Terriers last week, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets make a statement statewide saying, we are back. 24-0 winners over Glen. The Yellow Jackets check in at three.
Next.
At number two, an impressive woodshedding of the Frederica Academy Knights, 54-0 in last week's scrimmage.
Stop,
the Savannah
man.
Christian
don't,
Raiders
don't,
check in at
no.
number two in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
See, this is where you... We're not even in week one, and you've already lost credibility with the listeners. Are you kidding me, man?
Because what the formula is telling
Savannah
you.
Savannah Christian.
54-0 ranked, over Fred.
Ranked ahead of everybody that you've already called out in this poll. Well, Savannah Christian.
We'll recap those teams in a minute.
Savannah Christian.
At number one. Last week, this team played a jamboree and won both games that they played. And beat a really good MCA team, beat a pretty decent Warren County team. And so the number one team this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings for the first time ever, the Long County Blue Tide head up at number one in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
I mean, I'm just waiting on crickets here, man. Are you serious right now?
We'll recap. At number 10, Metter. Number 9, Camden. 8, Benedictine. 7, Colquitt.
We haven't even gotten the regular season. And here we go with the insanity.
Can I give the recap?
I mean, you don't need to, man. You've lost all credit. Finish up your list.
Number 10, Metter. 9, Camden. 8, Benedictine. 7, Colquitt. 6, Statesboro. 5, Brunswick High. 4, Tift. 3, Wayne. 2, Savannah Christian. And the number one team making their inaugural appearance ever in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Long County Blue Tide.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you what, and I would bet the farm on this. I will take the Wayne County JV team to Ludowice and beat Long County's varsity by 2 touchdowns. And you got them ranked number one in some high school football poll? Are you kidding me, man?
Well, they have 2 scrimmage wins, and no one else has more than one.
Did you hear what I just said? I will take the Wayne County junior varsity team to Ludowice and beat the Long County Tide or whatever they're called.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Yeah.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95. Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch is sponsored by the Bennett Automotive Group, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Parker's. If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the Beer Cave. Brr. Lots of two-for-ones. What are you laughing at? Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Man, these power rankings, dude, you got to do some work on this formula that you come up with.
It's hard to improve upon.
We can't go into the season with a broken system, dude.
Hey, man, welcome back to the show.
We can't go in the season with a broken system,
The system's not broken.
My goodness.
You weren't complaining last year when the formula had Brunswick at number one for like four straight weeks.
Well, it's because they were undefeated.
They earned that, just like County earned being number one. Won two scrimmage games in the same night.
Like I said before the break, I'll take the Wayne County Yellow Jacket JV team to Ludowice and beat the Long County Blue Tide Varsity. We could play in the Walmart parking lot in Jessup, and the JV team from Wayne County will beat them. We could play in the Rainier parking lot. It doesn't matter where they play on the Altamahaw River Bridge going between Wayne and Long County, and the Wayne County Yellow Jacket JV team will beat Long County's varsity today. That's all I'm going to say about your high school power rankings. Now I got a butthurt list to get to. You know, the most popular segment in the show before I took a hiatus was the butthurt list. Top five every week I'm running down. Management said, man, we need you, Kip. I'm back. Number five on the butthurt list this week, Jason, the San Diego Padres. I'm going to tell you why.
I was going to say, why?
They mortgaged the farm.
They have no farm hands.
They mortgaged the farm, and what did they do? Right after the trade deadline, they lose five straight baseball games.
Okay.
They've won a couple here in the last couple nights, but they went 0-5 right after the trade deadline. And two or three of the games, they didn't even score a run. So, you know, you mortgage the farm, you come out, you get Soto for 2 years until he gets the L.A. with Boston, the L.A. or the Yankees in the mega deal, and then you turn up, go out the gate 0-5.
Padres, number five. Number four on the butthurt list, the Atlanta Braves. I'm putting them on here today because they were two and a half games out. They go to New York and get beat 4 out of 5.
And now they're done.
They're 7 games out as of right now. And the best they can hope for is a wild card. The Mets are for real this year.
I was expecting the wheels to fall off with the Mets. It never happened.
If they're going to fall off, they better fall off soon because they are on a roll right now. Mm. The Braves, though, I guess they thought they were going to go to New York and have to just walk on the Mets were going to fold up. Man.
Well, Austin Riley is still going to win the MVP, or at least should.
Austin Riley is a stud.
He got a big contract extension a couple weeks ago. And remember, just last year, we're going into the coming into the season. Last year, we were like, this guy sucks.
Here's a name you haven't heard in a while.
On the rehab trail.
Number three on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. I got a tie. The Auburn Tigers.
Okay.
The Auburn Tigers. It's football season. Auburn, you know, they're lagging down recruiting rankings, and everybody really wants to go to Auburn. They tried to run their coach off last year in the middle of February. Somehow he survived the going into the season. Everybody's picking Auburn to finish near the stellar in the SEC West. What in the world has happened to Auburn football?
What do they have to do? What's their win-loss record that they've got to put up for Harsin to keep his job?
They got to win at least 8 games or he's gone. And I'm talking about getting fired in the middle of the season gone and finishing out with a coordinator as a head.
Might get Lane Kiffin.
And Brittany Grant. When you travel to a foreign country, make sure you understand the laws that come upon you. That's all I'm going to say on that. That gets you on the butt hurt list just simply because you thought it didn't apply to you. So there you go. Sit for a while and think about it. Number two on the butt hurt list, Kevin.
I'd be sitting for a while.
Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. These guys are franchise killers.
KD's got some rings.
KD got some rings because he was with the Golden State Warriors. That's how he got some rings.
He was the best player on that team.
He got rings because he was with that core out there in Golden State.
He was their go-to guy.
He cannot carry the ball court. Kyrie Irving, locker room killer.
Yeah, well, I'm not disagreeing there.
And now we're sitting here with Kevin Durant with a 4-year, $193 million max contract that he has signed, and he still has 4 years to go on, and he wants to be traded.
After one year.
If I had a coach fire because you didn't like him, now you want another coach fire. These guys have killed the New York Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn Nets.
And see, the thing is Jay-Z is, you know, owner of that team. And that was the big sell. That was the big draw, right? Like,
right.
Everybody was kind of holding hands and singing Kumbaya, a lot in common. Hey, come here. Let's do this thing together. I'm going to be your owner. I'll get you everything you need to win a title here in Brooklyn with the Nets because the Nets don't win.
Yeah. I'm going to start calling Kyrie's stimulus because he's like a stimulus package. All he wants to do is get paid and he don't want to work. Number one on the butt hurt list. He's like a stimulus package.
Jason Bishop's show with Kip Ranch does not condone the opinions of Kip Ranch.
This is my butt hurt list.
Okay.
That's why it's so highly rated. Number one on the butt hurt list, the Cleveland Browns. You know why? They have put all their hopes and all their money and mortgage the future of their franchise for somebody who may not even play this year.
I'm sure that you heard earlier in the weekend review where I said that there was a massage convention in Cleveland and Deshaun Watson had it circled on his calendar for weeks.
Yes, 6-week suspension, but Roger Goodell
thinks that's too light. He wants him gone for at least a year, and that will put the Cleveland Browns in football purgatory.
Look, there's a common sense aspect of this, right?
Right.
And then there's the legal aspect to it. Legal aspect is precedent. I understand that. Common sense aspect is you need to go somewhere for a while and think about what you did. And right now, you know, there's no precedent to suspend him for a full year. Should he be? You have your own opinion.
I mean, the Browns for years have had that orange helmet. Now they got a new logo on their helmet this year. It's a massage table. That's what they're going to break out in 2022. The Browns will break out a new team logo. It's a little massage table.
Is that your number one?
That's number one on the butthurt list, the Cleveland Browns. Mortgage their football future for somebody who may not even help them this year. And there you have it, Jason.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Big things happen in Ludowice. Big, big things.
When? What's big? Big? What's big that happens in Ludowice?
The Long County Blue Tide played two football games in the same night and won them both.
Man, you're still talking about that. I would bet money on the Wayne County JV team to beat their varsity. I would. I'd put $100 on it right now.
I think you're just being...
I'm just saying. And that they could take the speakers out of the Jessup Drive-In Theater, and they can play right there at the drive-in in Jessup.
Hmm.
You can call that a neutral site.
The Jessup Drive-In?
Yes.
Okay. I want to talk about the Georgia schedule. The Georgia Bulldogs. That's what I want to talk about right now.
All right, talk about the Bulldogs.
So.
National champion Georgia Bulldogs, by the way.
Right, yeah.
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 There you go. Throw that in there if you're going to talk about the national champs.
There are a lot of folks that think that Georgia may take a step backwards.
I mean, they won the national championship last year. What's a step backwards? I'm asking you, define a step backwards.
Maybe not winning a national championship, I guess.
Well, the odds are that may not happen. I mean, how many teams since Alabama in 2012 have repeated as national champions? Who?
I mean, it's nobody. But it's I'm still hung up on Long County. I'm very proud of them. Yeah. So Georgia will open with Oregon.
Yeah, they're beating Oregon at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Georgia will beat Oregon.
We'll come back to this game. Samford goes to Georgia.
And get the brakes beat off of them.
Georgia then goes to South Carolina in Columbia with Spencer Rattler at quarterback.
And Georgia will win that game by 17 or more points.
Georgia will then host Kent State.
And will beat them within an inch of their life.
You just came back from Missouri, the Show Me State, and of course we talked on the phone today, and you told me now that you were partially a Missouri.
No, I never said that. That's a false statement. What's coming out of your mouth is not a true statement at all.
We did talk earlier today.
Yeah, I was in Missouri on a business trip, but I didn't come back no Missouri fan.
Didn't you come back with some gear?
No, didn't come back with any gear. I basically was out there serving notice of what's going to happen when Georgia visits Missouri in September. Or October the 1st, whenever that
is. It's October the 1st. Yeah. Auburn then comes to Georgia.
Yeah, and Auburn hasn't won in Athens since 2005, and they will not win in 2022.
They're going to be a desperate football team.
Well, they're going to be desperately beaten.
Vanderbilt comes to Georgia as well.
Ouch. That'll be like Wayne County varsity playing the Long County varsity in a football game. That will be a epic beatdown.
I think Long County's got a chance to win their region.
If that's the case, their region is weak.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. Florida-Georgia game down in Jacksonville.
That one always worries me. It's a rivalry game. I think Georgia will win, but you never know in rivalry games.
Tennessee will then make the trip to Athens. Circle this game right now.
Trendy pick for the Vols with no defense to beat people this year. They give up 29. I saw a stat today. They give up 29 point something points a game last year, and they've got 62% of that production coming back on defense. And I'm asking the questions, just because you're coming back doesn't make you a good defense when you give up 30 points a game. So Tennessee, until they show me they can stop somebody, then don't talk to me about the Tennessee Volunteers.
Okay. Then Georgia goes on the road to Mississippi State. Never easy to win in Starkville.
That's a game that's got me worried about. I'm a little concerned about that trip. Sandwiched in there between you got Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi State, and then Georgia goes to Kentucky. Mississippi State game worries me. That's that game that kind of every time I see that on the schedule, that one has me a little concerned.
Georgia will then take another road trip up to Lexington to play the Wildcats of Kentucky.
And will beat the Kentucky Wildcats like they always do in football. This isn't basketball season. This is football season.
And then, of course, the big one. State bragging rights, the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech come calling to Athens, and that will be, well, I mean, it's going to be a rivalry game.
Yeah, well, they can show up all they want, but Georgia Tech is not beating Georgia in the near future.
But if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs! It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Man, time flies when you're having fun. Again, a special thanks to Steve Waters, the Glenn County Athletic Director, and the Glenn County Athletic Department, as from henceforward, we will be broadcasting the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network live from one of the luxury suites from Glenn County Stadium, with the newly turfed Glenn County Stadium football field right behind us in the backdrop.
So let me sum up some of this nonsense that we've done so far today. You have picked Georgia to go 9-3. 5-3 in the SEC.
And win the SEC.
And you have picked Long County, who couldn't beat their way out of a wet paper bag, as number one.
Well, they beat both Warren County and MCA.
Okay, so I'm just saying, man, we're sitting here trying to come across and trying to gain some credibility. I mean, and all you do is just throw monkey wrenches into that, dude. Just whatever.
Well, but, yeah. Since you brought up Long County again, this is what I will tell you. Their region is kind of winnable. You look at their region, and there's Beach, there's Groves, Johnson, Liberty, of course, Long County's in there, and then you have the private Savannah schools, Calvary Day, Savannah Christian, Savannah Country Day.
The Long County Blue Tide.
This is Region 3, 3A in the state of Georgia. Beach, Calvary Day, Groves, Johnson, Liberty, Long, Savannah Christian, and Savannah Country Day. I think Long can compete in that region.
Here's
and certainly
region.
As a playoff team, there are big things happening in Lutowisi.
Long County. Man, wow. I mean, we were going to spend this segment to talk about the Braves, who are floundering. Well, they're actually 20 games over 500, but they're 7 games behind the Mets right now.
Braves are done. They're not catching the Mets. They'll win the wild card, and they'll play San Diego in the first round, and we'll see how that goes because both those teams are really good.
Yeah, it's going to be National League. Let's face it, National League's loaded. There's some good teams in the National League. I mean, you got the Dodgers, you got the Mets, you got the Braves. Cardinals are doing what they do the second half of every season. They're hot. I mean, the Brewers, I mean, the Padres. I mean, there's some good baseball teams out west.
Well, the thing, too, is that of all the teams that are in the National League, you're right, there's some really good teams. But at the end of the day, the best team resides in New York. That's the Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees. I mean, you got two or three good teams in the American League. You got the Yankees. You got the Astros. I mean, out west, I mean, the Astros are playing good ball right now. And, you know, that Central Division in the American League is not very good. But the Yankees are the team to beat in all of baseball right now. Long County and Savannah Christian rank 1 and 2. Man, Colquitt listeners, please don't call in. Camden listeners, please don't call and complain. I represent the Pirates, and, you know, I understand. I've dealt with this for like 5 years now, so it's kind of like a Kevin Hart comedy routine. Wayne County, your JV team would beat Long County in football. Appling will kill Long County. I'm just going down the team. I can think of probably 20 teams off the top of my head that will beat Long County in just southeast Georgia. Easily.
Again, you keep missing the premise of what I'm doing. I'm not saying that Long County can beat any of these teams. What I'm saying
Anytime
is within
you
their
say
schedule.
Power rankings.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. We are 1 week away from high school football officially kicking off, and we have scrimmage games out of the eyeballs. Statesboro will take to the back roads to play Metter. Camden trucks all the way up to Somerville, South Carolina to take on Ashley Ridge High School. Southeast Bullock will head over to Savannah to take on South Effingham. Brunswick MCA and Long County will play a jamboree in Darien. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to download the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch anywhere you get your podcasts.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. We are 1 week away from high school football officially kicking off, and we have scrimmage games out of the eyeballs. Statesboro will take to the back roads to play Metter. Camden trucks all the way up to Somerville, South Carolina to take on Ashley Ridge High School. Southeast Bullock will head over to Savannah to take on South Effingham. Brunswick MCA and Long County will play a jamboree in Darien. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to download the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch anywhere you get your podcasts.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at the SouthernSportsEdition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.